friends.
Did you ever call your gang or something? No?
We don't have a gang until we have to get in a fight.
Oh, okay. Have you ever heard of a thing that people, that teenagers do a lot, where they stand there and exchange insults? And each insult gets worse and worse and worse, and they insult each other's mother and junk like that. Have you ever heard blacks do it a lot?
Yeah. Whites do it a lot.
Okay.
I don't know what you call it. It's kind of an argument.
But it's, okay, yeah, an argument, but it's where each insult gets more and more fancy, more and more elaborate.
Yeah, cut down. Just keep cutting each other down is how it is.
Okay. Right, do you have a thing in your neighborhood, like, say when you were 12 or 15, around in there, where, like, a new kid moves into the neighborhood and you have to check him out, make sure he's all right? Did you ever do anything cruel? Did these groups ever do anything mean to the kid? You know, to initiate him into the group or something like that?
We got a group, so we didn't do anything like that.
Okay.
These all people just wouldn't run around with the wrong people. You know, I guess it was groups, but we didn't call ourselves groups. You know, there's these poor people hanging on down this way, and there's the ones I ran around with, you know, just average people in there, the ones that can get out and do something. And the little sissies, their parents won't let them do nothing.
Yeah. Okay, well, there's some people who, like, when there's a new kid, they'll bare-ass them. Have you ever heard of bare-ass?
Or bear aspirin?
Bear ass. I think they like make him take down his pants and they hit him a few times or something. Really some mean things that kids do. But you never, none of that ever happened to me. Okay, what kind of games did you guys used to play when you were kids?
21.
How do you play that? Huh? Is that that card game?
No.
Okay.
Chase.
How do you play 21?
Well, you have a bunch of people and you'd count around until 21 come out.
Uh-huh.
And when it was 21 was it, and he had to chase it by then.
That's cute. So if you had like five people, you keep going around and around and around until you hit 21.
Yeah, well, elementary used to have something like 30 or 40.
Yeah, but you had to. Okay.
Kick the can. We played that all the time.
Okay. Did you play any hiding games?
That's what kick the can.
Oh, it is?
You have a can in the front somewhere, and everybody stands there until somebody runs up and kicks the can. Then the guy who's got to run, get the can, put it back up, and the rest of them go and hide.
Oh.
And then he goes looking for them, and they can sneak back around and touch the can. But if he catches them, somebody else can sneak around and kick the can, and they can all leave again.
Oh, I don't think I ever played that. We just played hide and seek, but that sounds like more fun. Did you ever play just regular hide and seek?
Good camel fun.
Yeah, it is. Sounds like it.
You can get by easy.
Yeah, really.
Somebody kind of kick you out and go again.
Okay, how about games, running? Games involve running. Well, that one does, obviously, but, like, we used to play some games where somebody would stand up there with his back turned. And I forget what it's called, but you keep running.
Simon Says.
Yeah, that's one. Okay, there's another one where he has his back turned and you run until he turns around, then you gotta stop and he sees you.
Stop light.
Yeah, that's
red light.
Yeah. Alright, how about, did you play any games where y'all stood around in a ring, like with a ball or something?
We used to have bullpen when we played football.
Bullpen? What's that?
When you're in junior high, when I played football for junior high, coaches would make everybody get around in a circle, and one person had to go in the middle, and he'd call a number, and they'd